Can you offer a brief overview of what net neutrality is and what is currently being proposed?
The idea of network neutrality is basically the idea that all internet traffic would be treated the same. At the very core, that no matter what the packet was, no matter what the packet looked like that's coming across the internet, it would be treated the same. So over the last, really, since the second Bush administration, there have been a number of open internet rules or guidelines that have been proposed, shot down by the courts, proposed, shot down. During the last administration, there were network neutrality rules that were implemented that the current FCC chairman is proposing to roll back. It doesn't necessarily take all of the aspects away, but most of them.
What are some of those aspects?
The biggest thing that's being rolled back is that in the previous network neutrality rule set was the idea that broadband would be classified as a telecom service, Title II classification. In the Telecom Act of 96, broadband didn't exist. So there was cable and there was telephone. And cable was considered an information service. You know, fast forward, broadband has always been treated as the same information service. When the last network neutrality ruling order came through a couple years ago, it changed the classification of broadband. And basically what that did was that it gave the FCC jurisdiction to do more regulatory rulings and direction on how broadband traffic is treated. What rolling back this order will do, and that's the biggest piece, frankly, is that aspect of it. What this new order would do is roll back so that broadband in the future would be again treated as an information service, which means it takes away some of the jurisdiction of the FCC. In a nutshell, that's what it does. The new order still has protections for consumers. So if you feel that you're not being treated fairly, there are still some protections in there. Instead of the FCC, it would be through the Federal Trade Commission. So there's still that opportunity for consumers, but it would take away a lot of the regulatory oversight from the FCC on the telecom providers. As I read the articles and listen to folks talk about the network neutrality issue, if maybe that's the right word, is that it's either you're for it or you're against it. You know, there's really not a middle ground. Well, people ask me my opinion all the time of network neutrality, and what I tell them, well, the truth lies in the middle somewhere. You know, for example, publicly, the large telecom broadband providers have not spoken out against network neutrality. They're not actually, at least publicly, against the idea. What they are against is the FCC determining what that is. And the reason is that in their opinion, is that it's the job of Congress to set the law and for the FCC to implement that law. And under the Telecom Act of 1996, where there wasn't, frankly, the idea of broadband included, they are arguing that Congress needs to set the network neutrality rules that the FCC follow. And to date, Congress has not acted on that topic. The last week or so, there's been a lot of talk about it. There's been a lot of interest, and even members of Congress are talking about it. But the bigger issue for the providers is that they want some consistency so that in the next 10, 15, 20 years, they know what the rules are going to be. In the regime that we have right now, every administration appoints their FCC chair, and so every FCC chair may decide, well, I like it this way, so we'll do it this way. Well, I don't, so I'm going to repeal that, and I'm going to do it this way. There's no consistency, and as a telecom provider that's in, you know, planning for millions of dollars, billions even, dollars of capital investment, it's hard to plan for large amounts of money when you don't know what the next year or the next 5 years are going to look like.
It's more complicated than just say, well, if we undo this Obama-era rule enacted in 2015, we'd simply return to where we were a couple of years ago.
This whole problem is that technology is moving way faster than policymakers. Even in those 2 years, the definition of broadband has changed. I remember, you know, back a decade ago, if it was 768K download speed, that was considered broadband. Well, now it's 10 meg, it's 25 meg, it's 50 meg. That bar keeps moving. And frankly, what we do and what we rely on our broadband for is changing dramatically. So it's not a simple, well, let's just go back to the way it is. And actually, that's fine. Let's go back. You know, let's assume that the rules that we had before the Obama era order was put together is perfect. Let's assume it's perfect. Well, that still doesn't address the concern of the providers, because whoever the next administration is may decide to put it in a different way. And so their bigger issue is encouraging Congress to do something in this arena. The fact that we have no law that talks about broadband that the majority of Americans have in their home is kind of remarkable. But we can't come to an agreement, or we don't have the desire in Congress to address the need.
There seems to be a fear of a wide-scale ripple effect across our economy should net neutrality be rolled back. To an end user, someone in Murray just looking to surf the internet, what does this look like for them?
What I read and what I hear is that if this ruling is passed, then you know my Netflix is going to automatically go up, or that Facebook is only going to work for so many hours a month, and then you're going to have to pay extra, or you know, whatever it might be. Is it possible? Sure, it's possible. But the likely scenario is nothing is going to change. I would say that the average consumer in rural Kentucky is not going to see a difference in the way they access the internet. It's not going to change the way the internet world is seen. It's important to note that the Federal Trade Commission would still have consumer protection issues, so that if there it does become an issue where there is throttling, large-scale throttling, if their Netflix is going to cost more because of what the providers are doing, that there's a remedy or an avenue for them to go and file their grievance. That is very important because, even though broadband may be an information service, or go back to being an information service, there still needs to be consumer protection. So making sure that that protection is in there, I think, is very important. The other thing that is important to note is that there is a transparency aspect to this. So for every provider, there is a requirement, and actually there already is, there's been a requirement for them to post on their website what tools, what technology they use to filter and block things. So if you go to Comcast and you go to their website, you can see what they do. For a computer nerd like me, it's actually interesting to see what they do. And most of the things that they're doing right now are to protect consumers or to prevent illegal activity. An example is file sharing. You know, back when Napster was big and everybody was blocking that, it actually became a court case. But it is, you know, the idea of what traffic is going to be okay or legal on the network. And as long as they're posting what they're doing, that's a transparency aspect that I think is very important. And it is still intact under the new rule. If a provider did decide to throttle Netflix, I'm just using that as an example. I don't think they are, but just as an example, then they would be required by law to put that on their transparency page.
Some of the implications in a rural region like West Kentucky could be for startups, you know, or a smaller business looking to compete on the internet where it's already a challenge for them.
I guess potentially there could be a challenge there. But one of the interesting things that's happening right now is that in Mayfield, West Kentucky, Tennessee Telephone Company has purchased what used to be Mid-Continent campus, and they're working to turn that into a tech park. The reason that they're doing that is because the internet, they have fiber, they've upgraded their network. It is fast enough that here in rural West Kentucky, we can compete with the large communities. And it's true, we can. That effort is not going to go away because of this ruling. Frankly, this ruling, by and large, won't see an impact from that, from this ruling, at least in my opinion. Will there be some challenges? Maybe. But the concern that consumers have that as soon as this ruling is passed, that the providers are going to start throttling more and charging more, I just don't think it's realistic. The concern's valid. The possibility is valid. I mean, I guess in theory they could, But if AT&T, for example, started doing that, then you would switch to Comcast. There's competition in the marketplace and market drivers that are causing that will have an impact. So if a provider started going off the rails in what they're doing, then they would see a mass exodus of consumers. If I'm a provider that's considering getting into the business of broadband, wherever it is, I need to know what the legal environment is. Whether this ruling happens or doesn't happen, until Congress acts, we're still going to be in an area that we're not certain what the legal environment looks like. Yes, it goes back and to the way that we were. Does it encourage investment? Yeah, it probably does. It probably gives some assurance to providers that they have control over their network. But long term, the bigger challenge still goes back to the certainty in the regulatory regime. And until Congress finally decides what that answer is, network neutrality or not, there's still a bunch of unknowns.